Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Let me give you a brief explanation of house is a feeling. House is about love. Is about people. House is a culture. House is a feeling. A lot of people don't understand what house is. There's a difference between club, and house. Do you know how?
You're in the flow with DJ Todd Dimmery.
This is DJ Todd Dimmery. Welcome to the flow on Shadow World Radio. Let me give you a brief explanation of how love is about.
You're in the flow with DJ Todd Dimmery.
How's everyone doing? Wow. Welcome to the flow here on Shadow World Radio.
You good,
Todd? Welcome to another edition, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the flow. We are here live in the studio with Mr. Nas. Mr. Nas, how you doing, my brother? What's going on?
I'm all right, man. Just been a long week, bro.
Just being productive, bro. Everything was great. There was a lot of things going on this past week. We had the party for the Zanzibar reunion with Tony Humphries, Louis Vega, and Kiki Corrales, and that was in New York at Club XL. And Tony did his thing. We had CeCe Rogers. We had Kenny Bovia stop by for a minute. We had Crystal Waters, and it was just a beautiful thing to hear all those Zanzibar classics that Tony used to play. And the crowd was loving it, and it was truly a Zanzibar setting.
Wow, good money, bro. I'm pretty sure everybody enjoyed themselves, no doubt.
Yes, it was a party to remember. And just last night, we had another party. It was a birthday party for the legendary Carolyn Byrd, mother of house music. And we had Tony Humphries and Louis Vega again at Club Cielo's in New York. It was called the Eve of Soul, which Tony and Louis used to do back in the day. And it was a blast. Tony just took over the show. He came on and he took us to another level that we never thought we would
take.
It was baby powder music.
That's what's up. So what we got going on tonight, bro?
Well, what we got going on tonight, I have my guest will be on. He's from the Paradise Garage. He used to dance at the Paradise Garage. His name is Rick. And he's going to give us his insight as to what happened at the Paradise Garage and his input of the music that was played there. As we mentioned on the last show, we were emphasizing on how this music started and where it came from and a different dance style. So he's going to give us a little bit of his history and elaborate on the Paradise Garage side of house music. And give us some of his favorite songs that that were played by Larry LeMay.
Okay, that's what's up. So what do you want to do? You want to go into this first set? You want to rock this first set before you get
Yeah, man, let's get into some music. Give these people what they came to listen to. They came to listen to a little bit of house music and hear us talk about history. So let's take it away.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Once again, welcome to the flow with your host, the one and only Todd Demarange. Let's go, baby.
Shadow World Radio.
This is DJ Todd Demarange. Welcome to the flow on Shadow World Radio.
You're in the flow with DJ Todd Demarange. We'll be right back.
You know, play a little bit of groove there, give our house dancers and our listeners a little bit of vocals and a couple of funky tracks. You know, just to let them feel what's going on in the music, you know, so that way they can feel what I'm playing. And as you know, we learned that from playing music all these years.
Okay, okay. So, I mean, in-house music, man, you know, why hasn't the rest of the country, or is it just in this country, where else is house music?
Well, house music is all around the world. It's in Europe, it's in Japan, it's in Italy, England, it's in South Africa, and it's global. It's very global. I mean, if you look at a lot of the producers that come out now, some of the producers are right here in the United States on the East Coast. You have people like Teddy Douglas. You have people like the Basement Boys, who come from Baltimore. And you have producers that come out of California. David Harness is one of my favorite producers and DJs. He's from San Francisco. You have Marcus Wyatt, who's a producer / DJ from L.A., from Los Angeles. And you have people in Italy. You have Louis Radio. Luigi, we like to call him. He's from Italy and Rome. Angels of Love is one of the clubs that he plays at. He works with Tony Humphries very very frequently. He always brings them over there, and they produce a lot of music. They work with a lot of the artists like Barbara Tucker, Kenny Bobian, Michael Watford, Don Tolman.
Oh, speaking of Michael Watford, I ran into him. I just ran into him today. He agreed to be on your show. So I ran into him. He's like, yo, I told him what you're doing. He's like, yo, hit me up. So he's definitely agreed. I just holler at him. He's downtown North. I'm handling some business. Michael Wofford agreed to be on the show.
Well, we would love to have him.
That's a definite. Well, listen, you got the guest online now. I believe the brother, you want to give him the proper introduction? It's Ricky. It's Ricky, right?
Sure.
So, all right, here you go. Without further ado, go for it.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? Welcome to Shadow World Radio.
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing just great, man. And I was just telling the audience earlier how busy this week was. We were at the Cielo's last night with Tony and Louie, and both of them did their thing. Tony just took the show away, man. He really did his thing.
Yeah, well, I think I enjoyed Louie a little bit better. Louie took me back.
Yeah. Louie do his thing. He likes to dig in his crates, and basically what he does is he blows the dust off a lot of those records.
Yeah. How did you enjoy Hippie?
Yeah, man. They did their thing. I mean, you know, you had a couple of the Zanzibar classics played. You had some new stuff. Louie played some new stuff and a lot of the old stuff. And the crowd was really loving it.
Yeah.
So, let's get into your perspective of what house music is. I understand that you were part of the Paradise Garage in that area of music, and you danced there, and you listened to the legendary Larry LeBand. I was too young, so let us know what that was like.
Oh, man. The atmosphere was crazy, man. It was, yeah. Man, how can I explain? I guess it was just like being in paradise.
Wow. And what was the feeling like going into the paradise? A lot of people describe that when you walk down that ramp or up the ramp, you can actually feel and not, it wasn't something that you heard, it was something that you felt. Can you describe that?
It just felt like you was coming in from out the cold, you know, just somewhere very warm, being appreciated.
So it was more like you were walking into a family environment, a setting where you were welcomed and you were appreciated and you could be free and not be judged.
There you go. It was just like, you know, back in the day when all your family came over the house and you put on some records and just go at it.
And what were some of your favorite records that Larry LeBand played? I mean, I know there was a lot of classics that came out of there that were big. I know that songs like Dr. Love, very big there. Bohannon. These were signature songs that Larry played. Could you name a few of your favorites?
A few of my favorites was Don't Make Me Wait by the Peach Boys and Grace Jones and Diana Ross.
Wow. They are legendary artists. And not only are they legendary artists in R&B, but they're legendary artists in house music.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And what was it like dancing on that floor? Give us some of the examples of the type of dances that people performed in the Paradise Garage.
Well, mostly everybody did their own thing. And sometimes they used to ask Larry, how was I on the dance floor? And Larry would say, everybody danced the same to me on the dance floor.
And it was just like one big vibe in there. I mean, they just, Larry just played a song and everybody was just vibing to it at once. No matter whether you were a male or female, you just basically got on the floor and you were free. And you did what
you
wanted to do.
You just let yourself go, you know? You leave all your troubles behind.
And do you feel that way about the music today? Does that music that we're playing today or some of these DJs playing today, does that have the same effect on you or on the people that were at the Paradise Garage? Does that have the same effect now as that music has been?
Well, what I got from CO's that note, it brought me back. It really did. That was a beautiful party.
And it's good to see that you still have the legendary DJs playing and that they still remember their roots. Is that very important?
Oh, it's very important. It's very important. All we just need to find a permanent club to go to.
So if we had such a venue, we could probably invite some of the younger heads, you know, the younger audience to come in, because they're probably, they never have experienced what we've experienced, you know. What I try to explain to them is when they're going home at 2 a.m, we're going out.
Right.
It's a different type
right.
of lifestyle. It is actually a culture. Could you describe that culture to us a little bit, and could you incorporate it with how the Paradise Garage implemented this culture within the dance music?
To be honest with you, back then, I used to stay in a lot of trouble with my friends, and I think the Paradise Garage saved my life.
Wow, that is really deep. So the Paradise Garage, the music, the people, the atmosphere, put you in a place that helped you shape your life and help you be a better man. Is that something that you hold deep within your heart?
Yes, I do. Yes, I truly do.
And I think a lot of people who've never experienced that type of atmosphere, they do not know what it's like to feel music and to feel what the DJ is doing and have a relationship with the DJ, with the dance floor, with the sound system. Could you describe the sound system and what it meant to the dancers when they walked in there?
Well, people, for their first time, like my first time at the garage, and I heard that system, it just blew my mind. It just blew my mind. I never heard a system like that in my life.
And that system put together by the legendary
Richard Long?
Richard Long, right. I was trying to get the word out. Richard Long, yes. He's a master at sound.
Yes.
And he also did the sound at the Zanzibar, I understand.
Yes.
So do you instruct or teach people how to dance, or are you involved in trying to get younger people to join in and learn about the different dance styles of house music? Do you offer that out to the younger audience?
Well, I would love to teach the young audience today, but you know, right now you have to be careful, because when you ask them about this, do you want to dance? I said, this is better to learn how to dance and join a game today.
Right. Because I know, and like, the younger crowd, when they listen to hip hop, you know, they idolize these guys. They want to say, oh, I want to be like 50 Cent. I want to be like Jay-Z. But we have our own stars. You know,
right.
Even though hip hop has massive amount of money, massive amount of press, massive amount of records, but we have stars like we were just talking about a little while ago. We were talking about Michael Watkins. We were talking about Louis Vega, Tony Humphrey, we're talking about Barbara Tucker, we were talking about Dawn Coleman. These are our stars.
Right.
They can sing, and when they sing, they bring it.
That's right.
They bring
That's
it.
Right.
And we need some of the younger people to maybe, who've never experienced it, to come out and hear it. Like, this is why we have things like Linkin Park. This is why we have venues outside in Brooklyn at Prospect Park, and we invite everyone to come out in the summertime to these venues to try and experience this. Have you ever been to any of these venues during the summer?
Yes, I have. I've Oh, this summer I killed it. I was at every park, every little set. You know.
So not only are we doing these things inside, we're doing them outside as well.
Right, in the parks, yeah. We're doing them in the parks and everything. And I think everybody that's a club head to grab up a young head and bring them and show them what it's about. Teach them.
And that's very important. It becomes more of a family environment than friends, because the house music community embraces them and invites them to come back and let them know that this is a family setting.
Yes, I think so.
And right now, who are some of your favorite DJs that you listen to besides Louis and Tony? Are there any other DJs out there that catch your ear? And who do you support when you go out to dance, you know? And
Well, I've been going to 718 supporting Danny Crevitt. And downstairs is always a guest DJ from all over the place. And the 24th of November is going to be Joe and Danny. So that should be kind of cute.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank you for having you on the show. Thanks for calling in. And we really appreciate your input on house music in the Paradise Garage. We hope you join us again. And we hope to see you at some of these venues that are out here and some of these parties.
Okay, no problem. Me and you got to get together, you know, on the dance floor, you know.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, I probably lost some of my dance moves, but I sure will give it. I'll sure give it a try.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Wow, that was a great experience to have him talk about Paradise Garage from his perspective of what Larry did and what it meant to him and how it saved his life. That was very impressive and very important to hear, how music changed people's lives.
True that. Yeah, it was a good interview, definitely. Good interview. I gotta check my man out, definitely. So what we want to do, brother, I mean, it's that time. You know, you're going to rock on the turntables a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm gonna go back into my set, give them a little bit more of what we do here. And hopefully we can invite more people to call in and join and give their history and their perspective of house music.
But no doubt, no doubt. And we'll be lining up the other exclusive interviews with Michael Wofford. Naeem Johnson owes me a favor. He'll be calling in. The number of those who's listening online, they're going to call the number 646-478-4507. Welcome to The Flow. And right now, your host, Todd D. Todd is going to get down to the next set. So Todd, to the set, you know, we can start to let everybody know about what the events is going on. Is that cool?
Sounds good to me, bro.
No doubt, no doubt. Let's go into it.
You're in The Flow with DJ Todd Dimmery. Shadow.
Shadow.
You're in the flow with DJ Todd Demery.
Welcome to the flow on Shadow World Radio.
Good job, guys. Good job, dude.
Thank you. I kind of lost it there for a minute, man. I just got into my little brother Johnson, you know, had to take him back with that stomp. You know, that was a very big record back in the day, Brother Johnson.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, it's coming to that time where we start to do, you know, the events. What's happening around town, bro?
Well, we've got on Fridays, we have a club called The Warehouse down in Newark. My good friend of mine, Charles McDougal, runs it. And it's got a massive system in there. So I encourage everyone to go down to The Warehouse on Friday night. And Thursday night, we have The Blue Mirror down in Newark. We got DJ Raheem. DJ Haas is down there, so go check them out. Those brothers get down. It's a nice atmosphere.
Okay, okay.
And
hey, Todd,
we'll book you around.
Hey, Todd, listen, one of the other hosts from the other show is online, the lovely Miss Uli from the Everyone Talk Show. She wanted to call and do some support. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have Uli online with The Flow.
Hey, Todd.
How you doing?
Thank you
for your support. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
I hear your music. You are doing fine. I was listening to your break and enjoying the music. And if anybody remembers me and knows me, I am a true underground club head.
All right. So where did you party at? Where was your favorite venue?
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm almost blank, blank, blank. And I have been partying since I was 13 years old. It's a ride. Zanzibar. Clubs to me. El Paso. You name it, I've been in. You name it, I've been in. Yep.
A lot of people don't know there's a lot of females in house music. And they dance, too. So it's
absolutely.
Not a male-dominant industry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Charles is one of my dear, 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 dear friends. Dear friends. So, yes, go out and support him tonight. Tomorrow night.
Yes, he's at The Warehouse.
Yep.
But so,
I just really wanted to call in and let you know that I can listen in a little bit here and there because I'm at work, but I support you. You do your thing,
you.
And I'll listen in next week as well.
All right,
thank
Uli.
You
thank you.
In and thanks for your support.
Yeah, no doubt, Uli. So I'll talk to you later, sweetie. Yeah, that's the lovely Miss Uli Wells. You can check out the Every Woman Talk Show every Tuesday. It goes down, you know, some real stuff right there. So what else is going on, man?
Right now, I gotta basically get out there and find out what's going on in the New York area. I'll probably be doing that tonight, making my phone calls and going to go visit people to. You know, probably this weekend to see what they're doing and find out what's going on within the next week because I know everybody's getting ready to get started for the holiday season, the shopping and things. So there's going to be a lot of parties around. But I will let everyone know next week what's going on. I'll make some inquiries and let you know where the parties are happening.
Okay. No doubt. I mean, just a quick little station identification. You listen to Shadow World Radio. You listen to The Flow with your host, Todd Demme, who hosts that every Thursday, 7 p.m. Bring some of the best in house music. You know, other guest DJs, dancers, and performers will be in the building. Also, don't forget about every Tuesday. You know, every Tuesday, you know, I think Tuesday we got Every Woman's Show holding it down with, of course, the lovely Mr. Uli Wells. And every Wednesday, you got the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk with, of course, Lady Jack and yours truly. And Fridays, we got the brothers who come together and we empower. We talk about things that really a lot of men don't come to the table and talk about. We just keep it real. It's the Man Up Talk Show. That's tomorrow night, 7. It's going to be a great show and it's going to be a powerful show because we're talking about how us men, how we deal with adversities and how do we find light through the darkness. You know, it's going to be a powerful show. There's no punks here, but it's going to be men, even being honest, being real, God-fearing men. We're going to bring it to the table. But right now, this is The Flow. God, you got any closing remarks, big dog?
Yes. I would like to thank all our listeners from all over, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, wherever you are, all over the globe. thank you for listening in. We'd like to thank our callers for calling in and giving their insight about house music. And remember, house is a feeling. House is about love.
Well, I mean, I think that's enough to be said right there, brother. But once again, Todd, just let them know what time, what the next show is, so they can tune in.
Every Thursday night at 7 p.m. from 7 to 8, The Flow on Shadow World Radio.
Hey, enough said. Hey, good night, everyone, and tune in to The Flow with your host, Todd Henry.
Welcome to The Flow on Shadow World Radio.